ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, children of all ages, I introduce you the future legend. He is the host of Let's Talk Podcast, the one, the only, I introduce you, Philip! Everyone, welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Philip, and this is episode number 285. And this is the first episode of the year of 2024. Today we're talking about the Chicago Bears. What's next for the Bears now they're airing this offseason? Plus, we're going to recap of the bowl game from a couple weeks ago between Alabama versus Michigan State. And plus, we're going to talk about the news probably early last week, Nick Saban retiring as the head coach for Alabama. So we're going to talk about that and what's next for Alabama. And today, I have a guest joining me who is no stranger to this podcast, make his return, Jake. Welcome back to the show, man.
Hey, Philip. It's good to be back. Thanks for having me, man.
And thanks for having the time, man. How's your weekend treating you?
Pretty good. It's really cold up here, though. It's about 0 degrees right now. It's been under 0 degrees all last few days. My work got canceled, so that was nice having the day off. Don't have work tomorrow because it's a holiday, so yeah, having a nice little 4-day weekend. I wasn't expecting that, but you know, the weather is not great, but I'll gladly take the extra day off.
Weather here is just windy, that's it.
Yeah,
that's it. Just windy. I mean, I'll take windy than a heavy snowstorm like what happened in New York now, which is crazy. My weekend was good. I almost losing my like I said on Instagram. If I lose my voice, what happened? Because I went to WWE event last night.
How was that?
It was good. It was fun. It was packed. Holy crap! So that was a lot of fun today. And then of course today the Cowboys game.
Yeah, that was a fun one. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Cowboys. Maybe we'll talk about it in a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're in the playoffs now, but with the offseason coming in, this should be a very interesting offseason for the Chicago Bears. The Bears finished record 7 wins and 10 losses. Were you surprised by they finished 7-10
this season? After the start we had, I was surprised we were able to rally off 7 wins. You know, I thought we were going to be in first pick territory again, which yes, while we do have the first pick, that's from Carolina and not us. But yeah, after those first few weeks, I was like, I'm not seeing where we're going to win more than 2 or 3 games, but they finished strong for the most part, which was at least good to see a step in the right direction. But I don't know. Do I think it's enough for Justin Fields to save his job as the Chicago Bears starting quarterback? No, I do not.
No, okay. I remember like earlier this season, you guys were in a poor start and you were in a draft. You were got number one and number two pick, one from the Carolina and other your own pick, 1 and 2. I'm like, man, imagine you guys got number one and number two pick back to back.
That would have been wild because that would have been easy. Oh, we're going to take Caleb at one, and oh, we're going to take Marvin Harrison at two. So that would have been a really easy decision. But now we've fallen all the way down to 9, which, you know, it's okay. Having the first pick is what's most important because it allows us to take the best quarterback on the board. But there are some good options available at 9, though, so I'm not really worried. I think that there are enough options that I feel comfortable taking, so we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, and now we're talking about – you mentioned about Justin Field. Justin Field did play much better the second half of the season, but you did answer my question because I was going to ask you – is Justin Field, you know, save his job, which is you say no or anything like that, but here's the thing. I was going to ask you this. KB Williams, who has not declared the NFL draft at the moment, and he does not want to be drafted by the Bears. What's going to happen if he did not declare the draft, if the Bears don't trade their pick?
He'll declare tomorrow. I don't see any reason for him not to. And I don't buy the rumors that he doesn't want to come to the Bears either. I mean, it's very rare where you have the number one pick, but you also end up with 7 wins. That doesn't happen. Usually the team that gets the first pick was very, very, very bad and only had 2 or 3 wins. So coming up to a team that has 7 wins and with a good wide receiver one in DJ Moore, with a solid tight end in Cole Kmet, with a bunch of cap space to work with to sign additional resources if they need it. So there are so many ways in which the team can build itself up to be successful for Caleb Williams. They have the 9th pick. They can take their fair share of any of the wide receivers that are available. There's so many resources and opportunities available for Caleb Williams to succeed that I don't see why he wouldn't want to come here. To me, it's a better scenario than a lot of other situations that number one picks have been in. Like, look at Carolina last year. To get that pick, they had to trade away DJ Moore, who is obviously by far their best wide receiver. And this year he showed it that he's still a very good wide receiver. There's just so many different factors that go into it that the Bears have pieces. They have pieces to build around. They're not perfect. They still need a bit more pass rush this offseason, but there's pieces to work with to set Caleb Williams up for success. So I think to me that any of the smoke regarding him not wanting to come here is just not true whatsoever.
Okay. I mean, you know, when's the deadline for him to declare the draft?
I believe it's tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? I think it's tomorrow, yeah.
Ooh, that should be very interesting come tomorrow. We'll see what happened tomorrow. It might be a bluff not true or anything like that. So we'll see what happened tomorrow, because you know, Bears, I mean, they finished strong in the second half of the season, 7 wins, 10 loss. So we'll see. It'll be a very interesting offseason. Now, the recent news regarding the Bears, they fired their offensive coordinator. What are your thoughts on that?
I thought it was the right decision. Personally, I would have fired the head coach too. I'm not sure why they didn't. It's not that I don't really like Eberflus, but to me, I'm someone who wants continuity. I want someone who, on day one, we're going to have the head coach, the offensive play caller, and the quarterback all on the same page from day one. That's just what I've always wanted. With the Bears, it was always, take Trubisky, fire John Fox the next year, then hire Nagy. There was clear that there was some sort of rift between Nagy and Mitch Trubisky. Then they got rid of Trubisky, they kept Nagy, and then they drafted Justin Fields. And then the year later, they fired Matt Nagy, fired their offensive play caller as well. Then they went out and got Matt Eberflus, and they went and got Getsy from Green Bay. To me, I wish that they would just keep everything on the same page, okay? Because Eberflus, he's just kind of a nothing coach. Like, he doesn't inspire anyone. I'm not sold on him as a head coach. I think that the league is moving towards, you want to have an offensive mind as your head coach, because if you don't have an offensive mind as your head coach, if you hire a good offensive mind as your offensive coordinator, chances are they will get poached to a new organization 2 years down the road. But hiring a offensive minded head coach gives you an opportunity to create stability and have the long-term quarterback head coach on the same page for a longer period of time. But now we're going into a situation where Eberflus is on the hot seat. If they don't win next year, then he's probably getting fired. So now if we draft Caleb and we have another offensive play caller, with right now there's a few candidates that we've interviewed. Now, if I was a candidate and I was in a situation where the head coach could get fired next year if they don't perform and even make the playoffs, that's not a situation where I would want to walk into. I would love to work with Caleb Williams, but for prolonging your career as an offensive coordinator, I don't see a situation where I could trust putting myself in a situation where the head coach will be gone next year if you don't succeed to a certain level. So that's why if I were in charge, I would have fired the head coach too. But I do agree that firing Getsy was the right decision, because a lot of his play calling was uninspiring. Just a lot of just weird play calling throughout the season. So yeah, I'm glad that they went into a different direction with him.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to mention about the head coach that you already answered that question too, because I was going to ask you, do you feel they should fire him? Because I remember I read, what was it, like the day after the season or maybe a couple days after the season last week, that they decided to keep the head coach. I'm like, I don't know if that's a good decision, especially you guys got the number one pick, potentially drafting KB Williams as your new franchise quarterback. And it's not sticking, because you know what's important with franchise quarterback, you want the same page as you mentioned, continuity. Look at what they're wearing the 49ers. Shanahan said continuity for the past few years, actually. Despite the new defensive coordinator the last, 2-3 years, that's the defensive coordinator. We'll see what happens. You mentioned about interviewing candidates. One of the candidates they interviewed for the offensive coordinator for the Bears is one of the 49ers' personal passing coordinator. I can't remember his name right now.
Kubiak. I forgot his first name, though.
Yeah, Kubiak, who potentially may be an offensive coordinator. What other candidates they interviewed so far beside him?
I know they interviewed Shane Waldron from Seattle. He's been their offensive coordinator. I forgot the other names at the top of my head. I know it was another assistant with the Seattle Seahawks, and then I forgot who the fourth one was, but they're still in the process, and from what I've heard, it's going to be a lengthy process, but it'll be interesting to see who they bring in, and I hope it's the right decision, or I hope they make the right decision, obviously.
I wouldn't trust Seattle offensive coordinator. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't trust Seattle offensive coordinator. No. But yeah, I could be wrong. But so it'll be interesting. Now they got two first round draft picks, as you mentioned. Number one pick, you want Kobe Williams.
Yeah.
Who do you want at number nine pick?
So number nine is an interesting pick because it's gonna come down to who is still on the board at that point. There's a lot of different directions we could take it. And personally, I'm in the camp of let's draft a wide receiver. I think that there are three elite wide receivers in this draft, and I think there's a pretty big drop off after that. Number one is obviously Marvin Harrison Jr., who chances are will probably not be there at pick nine, which is a bummer, but he's too talented to fall to number nine. Then it's going to come down to Rome Odunze and Malik Nabers. So Rome Odunze is kind of the more big body stereotype wide receiver he played at Washington. He's someone who I think probably is on the Bears radar right now because I think he'll fall. I think if anyone falls to number nine, it'll be him. And he's kind of the perfect like yin to DJ Moore's yang. DJ Moore's kind of like a yards after catch guy. He's someone who can get open. He's someone who can catch and keep going. Whereas Odunze is a little bit more of like a jump ball type receiver. If you need to put that ball up, he can go grab it and come down with it. That's something the Bears have needed. We tried trading for Claypool. Again, we saw how much of a disaster that was. Probably one of the worst trades in Bears history. Trading what essentially became a first round pick for Claypool, who we then traded away about less than a year later. So they need a big body receiver to help out whoever the quarterback is, which chances are it'll be Caleb. But if it's not, they still need a big body receiver to help with their quarterback. The other option is Malik Nabers, who's similar to DJ Moore. He's probably like a clone of DJ Moore. And yes, it's probably not a bad thing to have two DJ Moores on the field at the same time. I don't think there's anything wrong with that because they're both two very, very talented players. But at the end of the day, I think that Malik Nabers will probably be gone by pick nine, and I'm totally okay with Rome Odunze being able to be drafted to the Bears at nine.
Okay. What's a possible chance with the Bears trade number nine, trade it up or trade it down?
If there's a guy that they're really targeting, then maybe they'll trade up or trade down. If all three of those receivers are gone, I probably could see them trading down if some team needs to jump up for some reason. But either way, I mean, they have options for all three. I don't see them trading up unless something really weird happens. I just don't see that happening. But I could see them trading down if all three of those guys are off the board.
Okay. I was looking at the draft, and you got Washington, New England, and Arizona. Now, Arizona probably won't trade Kyler Murray. No. Then if Harrison drops, they'll probably draft him.
Yeah, that's my guess, is that Marvin Harrison will go to Arizona. I would be shocked if that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Isn't New England got number three pick?
Yes, they do.
Maybe if they don't have a friend, they may draft that other quarterback. What's his name? Oh, wow.
They'll go with Jaden Daniels at three if they draft a quarterback, because Drake May is probably going to go to number two for Washington.
Number two. Okay, yeah. Washington, who hired Adam Peters. Good hiring, by the way. Because I was thinking, what if Bears trade Justin Fields in number nine up to try to get Harrison? But that's probably a pipe dream.
Yeah, I don't think Fields is that good to where you could move up, like where he's going to move the needle, in my opinion. But if they want to, I'm all for it. If they can get something good for Fields, I mean, I do want them to trade Fields just so that there's not going to be any issues in this issues with like who's going to start, Fields or the rookie. I do think they're going to trade Fields. It's just a matter of where, but I don't think his value is that high to where you could move up in the first round with him.
Okay. Well, keep in mind, 49ers did trade Trey Lance for fourth rounder. So
yeah, I think we need a little bit more than that, because I think Fields has shown a little bit more than Trey Lance.
Yeah, that's true, because he got more reps than Trey Lance. Mm-hmm. Trey Lance didn't have any reps.
He just lost a ton of seasons based off of injury.
Yeah. So Fields did play, like I say, a little better in the second half of the season. So what's your percentage chance of Fields getting traded?
In my opinion, 99%. I'm just being honest based on what I've heard. I don't think it's a given. Nothing's given in life. Nothing's given in sports. But I think he's going to get traded. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But I've read the situation enough to know that he's probably getting traded.
Okay. Because it's possible. I'm just saying, because I was looking. It's possible maybe if they say they draft Kobe Williams, number one pick, to get Kobe Williams, number one pick, and whoever they get, number nine pick, a wide receiver. It's possible maybe we see Fields and Kobe Williams compete for the QB1 spot for a competition.
And I don't know. I think that would just cause a headache.
You think it's going to cause it?
No, okay. I just think it wouldn't be good for the locker room to have that. I think you kind of want your guy, and it's pretty clear that Fields is not your guy, so just move on. It's okay. It just didn't work out here, but I do think it's best to move on.
Okay. Now, with other draft picks, what do you like to see the Bears focus on, draft and free agents? You would like to see the Bears drafted more on offense or defense, or maybe defense on the free agency, or what would you like to see?
Their biggest holes that they need is that they need a edge rusher bad. So they need someone who can be opposite of Montez Sweat on the edge and just cause havoc. We had one of the lowest pressure rates in all of football last year because we just could not generate pass rush at a high level. It just wasn't happening. Our secondary was great. Our linebackers did their job. But the pass rush was not putting enough pressure on quarterbacks, and that's why quarterbacks were able to dice us up at times. So to me, my number one focus on defense is getting another pass rusher to pair with Montez Sweat.
Okay. And you would like to maybe get free agency, maybe in the draft?
Yeah, it's too early to tell in terms of like free agency. For the draft, I'd probably pick someone up in the later rounds as just like a project edge rusher. But overall, I would like to see them figure out who's going to be a free agent first, because there's a lot of like top name guys that are on the free agent market, but chances are most of them aren't going to hit free agency because of franchise tags, extensions. Like the guys that are listed as free agents are not technically free agents because they're going to get either franchise tagged or extended. That's just how football works. It's a lot different than the NBA or MLB, where basically your list of free agents is set throughout the offseason. There's not a lot of weird ways to maneuver around these free agents, but I think that they should look and see who doesn't get franchise tagged or who doesn't get extended. And even if there is a guy that gets franchise tagged, trying to get a vote, trying to figure out something.
Yeah. Okay. And something to keep an eye on, one player to keep an eye on. Because as a foreigner, friend, I'm not sure we sign him.
Yo, what's up? Do you work with a Tina Hat?
Folks, we are back for our...
Sorry about that.
I was going to say after our short commercial break. So we're back from our short break.
Sorry about that. That was forgot to tell the person I'm living with that I'm doing this right now, and I figured, you know what, people didn't want to hear that conversation on the microphone.
Right. Well, just pretend we're going to that was a commercial break. Sponsors.
Absolutely, yeah. Just throw your sponsor.
That's our sponsor. But anyways, where were we at? You want that pass? You need that pass with trainer. People, you gotta understand in football and the defense. Well, it's great to get sacks, but quarterback pressure is really important.
Important. Pass rush win rate is more important than just sacks, because sacks are kind of fluky in my opinion. How often you are applying pressure to the quarterback is to me what matters the most.
Right, and it can mess up the offense, the rhythm of the offense when you get pressure on the quarterbacks, mm-hmm. and you know all that stuff. And I was going to mention there's one name to keep an eye on, because I'm not sure, coming from a 49ers fan, I'm not sure we're going to be able to resign him, is Chase Young.
Yeah, That was an interesting. He was a guy that the Bears were targeting at the deadline, but they decided to go for the home run and go for Montez Sweat instead.
Yeah. You know, 49ers were interested in Sweat too, as well, in the trade deadline. So, yeah. So it's funny how that works out for both teams.
Yeah, it worked out pretty good, I'd say, for both sides, because we were able to extend him and he had a great Pro Bowl season.
Yep, exactly. But yeah, so it'll be very interesting what the Bears are gonna do in the offseason, come free agency first usually, and then the draft. So we'll see. I'm not sure the list of the name of free agency top of my head. I just know Chase Young, that's all I can think of right now.
Top Josh of my head. Allen, Brian Burns are some other names, but those are guys that are probably not gonna hit the market.
Right. Josh Allen, he's staying Buffalo. I mean, I don't see him going
anywhere. No. Josh Allen, the edge rusher.
The one with Jacksonville.
Yeah, the one in Jacksonville. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he's staying, you know, Jacksonville. I doubt he's going anywhere. But anyways, now on to the Alabama versus Michigan State.
Michigan.
My bad. Michigan. Bowl game, which was a good game.
It was a fun game. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun game. Michigan, they pulled off winning the bowl game 27-20 final score. What are your thoughts on that game?
It was certainly a game in which ended up being in coach's last game, which I obviously will get to that. But it went about what I expected. I didn't expect us to win that game because we struggled against physical dominant run, like good running teams. Again, I thought we were going to win until Jalen Milroe fumbled on, I believe it was the second to last drive. That was when I knew, I was like, uh-oh, we just gave them a nice opportunity. But hey, we took the champs to overtime in a team that was Coach Saban's weakest team ever. So to me, that was just, it was a fun season, especially everyone was saying, oh, the dynasty's over, it's over, which now it's probably over. But either way, it was still a fun season, and it sucks that it came to an end like that, but I had a great time rooting for them this year.
Yeah, and you mentioned about Nick Saban, who's one of the greatest coach. I mean, that Alabama thing for a long time.
The greatest college football coach ever. I don't think that's a dispute.
Yeah, definitely. The greatest college coach of all time I've seen in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised that he retired? Because it was like out of left field, really.
Yeah, to me, it was very shocking. I was eating a bowl of cereal. I came home from work. I was eating a bowl of cereal. Then I look at my phone and I see Nick Saban has retired from some ESPN account, but it wasn't verified. Like, he didn't have the verified symbol. So I was like, what is this crackpot guy tweeting out to just try to make everyone mad? And then more reports came in. And it was like, you know how there's like the five stages of grief where it's like, oh, first you're in denial. Then you're in anger. Then you're in bargaining. Then you're just depressed. Then you accept it. It was like within half an hour, it was like all five stages of grief. Like, this cannot be real. And then me just getting mad. It was just, oh my God. It was sad. It was really sad. Cause I mean, I went to school at Alabama. I was there for the final Saban years, and it was a great time. I saw a national championship while I was there. I saw some pretty good football. I went to some good home games, went to some good away games. So it's sad. It's really the end of an era. Like, it feels like a part of my life is now over because of the Saban era ending, which is just really weird to sound, but it was just such a fun time. And it's a kind of success that will never be replicated across college football ever again.
Yeah. And, you know, when I first heard the news, I was like, wow, wait, what? I was like, and I don't remember what was the, it was verified, check, not because the person you mentioned, I was like, I guess he deserves some credit, I guess.
Yeah, he's the first one to report it.
Yeah, so there's that. But I was like, wow. I mean, Nick Saban, Pete Carroll gone. Well, done coaching. Belichick.
Leaving New England. It's just the end of our – it's the end of, like I just started my career a few months ago. So it's pretty much like the end of my childhood, like the next – phase of my life is beginning now that this is over. It's just such a weird and odd feeling that I haven't felt before. Saban's gone, Belichick retired. Like, there's just so many things happening, and it's just like, wow, that is certainly something.
Yeah, definitely. And what's now with Nick Saban retired? What's next for Alabama?
So they hired their new head coach. They hired Kalen DeBoer, who is the University of Washington head coach. He's bounced around a few different places.
My concern right now is that we are losing some five-star recruits, but that's to be expected given that we're in a situation going from the GOAT to someone who is relatively a newcomer to the world of college football. So we'll see how it ends up, but I'm optimistic that they'll make it work because Alabama is a premier destination, regardless of who's the coach. So we'll see how we make that work.
Yeah, I'm interested in where the direction to go ahead at for the next few years because, you know, Nick Saban will be coaching with that team, Alabama, for a long time.
17 years.
That's pretty much it is a decade, really. So it'll be interesting how this plays out with Alabama for the next few years, especially this coming new season. I would say this coming new season.
Because, yeah, we should be able to compete for the playoffs every single year. I don't see that changing, but it'll be interesting to see how competitive they are and how strong their recruiting classes are.
Are you confident with the recruiting class?
That's always been one of the weaknesses for Kalen DeBoer is recruiting. But I my assumption is that he brings on some SEC-level recruiting guys that can come on and do their thing. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. So it will be interesting to see how Alabama and the Bears in the offseason. So we'll see how that plays. NFL playoff is underway, like we mentioned earlier about the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Cowboys. What are your thoughts on the NFL playoffs so far?
So far, the games have been kind of boring. Honestly, this one right now has been fun, but the rest of the games have been pretty boring. I mean, it sucks that for Miami, the weather was so bad that they couldn't even really make anything work. But besides that, it's just kind of been snooze fest games, in my opinion.
I agree. I was able to see the game. Well, I was watching the Houston and Cleveland Brown game. It was a close game before I left to go to the wrestling event because it was like 17-14 Houston. And then after I find out, someone told me like it was a blowout game. I was like, really?
Yeah.
When I left, it was by 3 points. Houston was brought up by three. just like that. Just like that. I was like, and Browns were one of my dark horse team in the AFC. And well, so much for dark horse team now. And I was able to see the Kansas City, Miami, and you know, unfortunately, Miami, like you mentioned, that's cold weather.
Yeah.
I think if it's not for cold weather, it might be a different game.
Maybe. Yeah, absolutely. No, I totally agree. If it's not cold weather, it'd probably be a different game. But unfortunately, that's what happened. For Miami. If they would have beat Tennessee, they wouldn't have had this problem. If they would have just beat them, they would have been the division champs, and they wouldn't have had to play in Kansas City in 0 degree temperatures. They could have played at home in Miami.
Yeah, definitely. And then, great, Dallas get embarrassed.
That was embarrassing. That was about as embarrassing as it gets. Like, that's terrible. That's really, really bad. Like, I'm not sure how it even gets to that point.
Yeah. I mean, the first number two seed team lose to a seventh seed in an NFL playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, of course the Cowboys would be the first number two seed get beat by number seven seed against the Green Bay Packers. Credit to Green Bay Packers. They play well.
Yeah.
And I have to see it. Georgia Love is playing better. So, and the young players, so they're playing as the 49ers in the divisional round. Don't know what they yet. Saturday or Sunday, 1 or 2. So we'll see what happens. And there's the Rams Lions game going on, which is a close game. Hopefully, still keep it close.
Yeah, it's pretty close right now. It's been pretty good so far. Two solid teams with gunslingers at the quarterback position.
Yeah. So this. I'm hope this game go to five overtimes. No.
Yeah. Hey, well, for five overtimes, everyone gets injured, and then you just move on.
I know, right? And then you got the two other games tomorrow, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, which was supposed to play yesterday, but postponed. Yeah. Postponed due to the bad weather in New York, so they're supposed to play tomorrow. And then, of course, you got the Eagles, which limping their way. Limping,
yeah, they're just limping. Yeah, limping would probably be an understatement. They are just like army crawling with just bleeding everywhere their way into the playoffs.
And AJ Brown is ruled out.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
Not good at all. And even though Baker Mayfield is banged up from what I read the other day, but he should be able to go be go. But he's banged up. He is banged up. So we'll see. It'll be in that I'm interested in how that this game that game is gonna play out.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how it happens.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and say 49ers probably broke the Eagles after we blow them out in the regular season.
Probably. I mean, that's the 49ers are known to breaking some teams, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. So, well, what's your final prediction with the playoffs underway? What's your final prediction of the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I really don't know. I kind of like the Packers right now. I kind of like what the Packers are doing. I don't know if they'll make the Super Bowl, but I think they can make a deep run. AFC will probably run through Baltimore, but that's just being chalk, so I'll go outside the box a little bit. I'll say Houston can make a run as well.
Interesting. Houston. Interesting. Okay. Well, you know how I'm going to go in the NFC.
Yeah, you're going to go, you're gonna go with your guys.
Yeah, I have to. I would say, I think the Green Bay game, I don't trust Green Bay's defense, John Barry.
I agree. That's the issue I have. Their offense looks fantastic. The defense just does not look good.
No. And so – And you know Shanahan's familiar with LeVere, so so this is no stranger between the two coaches. So I know
absolutely.
So it should be interesting. And of course, you got the winner of the Lions and Rams game will face the winner of Tampa Bay and Eagles, and then you got Houston against who's Houston playing against?
So Houston is the. I think they're the fourth seed. Yeah, they're the fourth seed. So they'll play. Let's see who won. So Kansas City won. So chances are they will play, depending on how Buffalo does, they will play the Ravens, I believe.
Ravens, okay. I mean, I think Steelers could probably lose to Buffalo, but
I think the Steelers will lose to Buffalo too, because that's going into the Buffalo Stadium with Mason Rudolph as your QB. That's To me, that's a little risky.
Buffalo's gonna beat Pittsburgh. Yeah, so no matter what the weather is.
that is true.
So I think Buffalo's gonna win. So we'll see what's gonna happen. Predict your NFC and AFC championship.
My NFC championship or both? I'll go with both. I'll say that. Let me think. I just got to think in my head because the playoff structure is weird. It adjusts based off of who wins. So, I'm going to go with Baltimore, Kansas City. I think it's kind of chalk, but Baltimore, Kansas City, I think is the most likely to happen of all the scenarios. And then NFC, let's try to make a shot in the dark. I like San Fran. I don't see how San Fran doesn't make it. So, I'm going to say San Fran, and I'm going to say – San Fran, and we'll say Philly. We'll say Philly drags to the finish line. I'm going to go with Philly.
Okay. I can see that happening. I mean,
Philly will drag to the finish line.
Yeah. If Eagles get past the divisional round, they say Adrian Brown should be ready for the next round.
Yeah.
Eagles get past. So it's, you never know. That's
I just don't trust Tampa that much. I like Baker, but I just don't trust him in a big time playoff game. So we'll see.
Yeah, same here. I mean, they do have veterans. They have some solid wide receiver, Mike Evans.
They got good players. I just don't trust Baker in the playoffs.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, so, I mean, and the Eagles, even though Eagles defense hasn't been playing good all season, especially the secondary.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it'll be interesting. I do see maybe a high-scoring game. So I say anyways, for my prediction for the NFC championship, I will go ahead and say 49ers, and man, we're all both dodging the Lions.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't trust the Lions to make it that far.
I mean, credit to the Lions, they have a great season, man.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
I mean, the way they play, they turn that franchise around. Britt Campbell. He's a hell of a coach. He turned that team around.
Absolutely,
That franchise was a toilet for a long time. Mm-hmm. So credit to him. My prediction, I'll go ahead and say my prediction for the NFC Championship 49ers versus either Eagles or Lions. One of the two. AFC Championship. All right. you know, Baltimore is another level, but do you trust Lamar Jackson in the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. That's the thing I'm scared about.
Yeah, that's. I think they can beat Houston, though. But can they beat the Chiefs? I mean, you know, Chiefs receivers not good.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm going to say Baltimore can say AFC championship. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have Browns as my dark horse, but it happened yesterday. No. Yeah. Obvious no. But yeah. So, yeah, I'll go with the safe bet. If you call that as a safe bet, Kansas City versus Baltimore in the AFC championship as of right now. So,
okay.
There you go. Final four. Yeah. One bonus question before we wrap this up. Two bonus questions.
Okay.
Bonus question number one. For the Chicago Bears, you're the GM mode.
Okay.
Free agents come. Who's your first target?
Who is my first target? My first target would be someone at the center position. Connor McGovern, I believe is his name, is a guy who I was going to take a look at before I think he tore his ACL, though, unfortunately. So definitely, I forgot his name. I know it was Connor something. He was a center for the Miami Dolphins, but he tore his ACL. So my first guess would be to get some sort of O-line help, just to give our guy a chance back there. Then I try to target a lesser-known receiver, just so that we can get some more depth in the room. It seemed like our receiving room, Darnell Mooney, fell apart a little bit, and I just want someone else in there that is a veteran that knows what they're doing.
A veteran wide receiver, any particular?
I'm not sure. It's not going to be like a top-tier name, just someone who can kind of come in and just help out with blocking, just help out with basically anything, honestly.
Okay, like the little things.
Exactly, yeah. Just someone who can come in and stabilize the locker room a little bit, too.
Okay. And that's important, especially for our young team.
Oh, absolutely.
So there's that. Now, bonus question number two. Make your prediction for the next season for Alabama.
It's too early to tell you. I need to see who transfers out first. Because whole new coach, whole new staff, a lot of things are going to be different. So I'm holding all of my judgment out until the season is – or until we get to, like, May or June, because then I'll have a clear idea of who's in the portal and who's not.
Okay, so we'll see what happens. I'm going to go ahead and do a quick shout-out to MSU Football, how they turned that. You know, the head coach resigned.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, wow, that was brutal. You guys beat Auburn, though. I had Auburn. That was a wild game. I was so shocked about that.
Me too. I was like, because I remember when I first time saw the schedule. And I saw the play Auburn. Oh yeah, they're good to get blow out. They get lose. Yep. Nope, they blow them out.
Yep.
On the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, that's impressive. I don't expect that.
No, I never expected that.
First time they win 10 games since 1960 some.
That's good.
I'm like, wow. Even though MSU lost in the bowl game against I can't remember the name of the college team. In the New Mexico Bowl game, we lost to that team.
Yeah.
So there's that. We'll see what happens next season. In college football, so it should be interesting how story play out with Alabama and other colleges. So we'll see. And I just saw Taylor Swift doing that dance.
Get her off my screen.
I mean, enough with that media coverage stuff with Taylor Swift. I have nothing against her.
Yeah.
About songs, most of the part, but. Man, come on now, enough with that. Go to talk about football or something.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm done with my vent. But but now I just started recently on my podcast. This is called the segment before we close this episode. And it's called Word of Advice. And I have guests to give advice to people who listen. And it could be any advice, it could be about education, it could be about social, it could be anything, it's up to you. And to give word advice. What word advice would you like to give to your listeners?
Don't be afraid to trust your gut. If your gut's telling you something and you're just kind of ignoring it because it may not be the best thing to do in the short term, always try to prioritize what you think is the right decision, even if it's unpopular. So just go what your gut says. Try to figure something out based off of, okay, if I want to leave this job, if I want to go move elsewhere, just trust your gut so you don't get stuck into a position where you're not able to undo what you want to do.
That's a good advice. That's a good advice. Funny, I mentioned to someone, I was like flip flopping regarding the Cowboys versus Packers playoff games.
Yeah,
and I saw, you know, Packers were owning the Cowboys in the playoffs. I like, my heart tells me Green Bay. My gut tells me the Cowboys. I went with my gut.
Yeah, interesting.
And I should know better because, you know, Cowboys, Prescott, and Prescott. That's a good advice right there. So, but anyways, thanks for having time to be on the podcast. We talked good discussion.
Oh, absolutely. Appreciate it. Always a good time coming on.
Yeah, likewise. In Alabama, great discussion. You're welcome to come back if you're up to it, man.
Absolutely. I'm always up for it.
Yeah, is there anything you want to plug in, social media or anything like that, man?
You can follow me on Twitter at BabsatronXX.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. And you can follow me on Instagram, PDH02. I have threads as well. Same username, PDH02. Let's Talk Podcast has a Facebook page. I post episodes, all that stuff regarding Let's Talk Podcast related. Let's Talk Podcast is available from 10 different platforms, which you can listen to all the episodes, including this episode, from 10 different platforms such as Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Amazon Music, and CastBox. The next Let's Talk Podcast is, who knows? Who knows? You'll be surprised. That's the way it is now. So it could be tomorrow. It could be next week. It could be the week after that. Who knows? So you might be surprised. And who knows who might show up on my podcast? It could be a surprise again, such as a good guest, like returning, like Jake today, or maybe someone new, or maybe someone famous, which if I'm that lucky. So who knows? So keep an eye on. So stay tuned for that. So everyone, have a good night. Enjoy the playoffs. I know Cowboys fans do enjoy their playoffs win. I have to. But so everyone, have a good night and talk to you soon on the next Let's Talk Podcast. Peace out, everyone.